children, parents, and grandparents. My mother said that everyone, her seven brothers and sisters, her parents, and her grandparents, all ate dinner together every night of the week. This kind of togetherness was pretty different from the way my family grew up. When I was growing up, my sister and I usually ate with our parents. But sometimes when they had to work, we didn't. We'd have to eat by ourselves. This may be why my father says that families were closer back then. He says there was more parental involvement in teenagers' lives. My dad thinks that closeness is the reason why teenagers had fewer problems. He says it was rare for a teenager to be a troublemaker at school. He thinks rebelliousness and disrespect are more modern teen problems. In his day, he says, that kind of disobedience would have been highly unusual.
Page 92. Exercise C. Listening. Listen to summarize. Listen to part one of a man's description of the generation gap in his family. Then answer the questions. Part one. Family life in two different generations.
My name is Rimas Vilkas, and I come from Vilnius, the capital city of Lithuania. I live in Chicago now, but I grew up in Vilnius in the 80s and 90s in an apartment with my immediate family, my sister, my mother, and my father, and of course me. My parents, however, didn't grow up in Vilnius. They grew up in a small village in the east. Both my parents came from very large families, and they both lived with their extended families when they were growing up. At that time, it was the common expectation that three generations would live together in a house,